Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you, Jason, for engineering today at Genesis Communications Network. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing?
You know, Kyle, I am doing really, really well. And I am so delighted. You know, we talked about, you and I talked on the telephone, and I mentioned a few times that we'd be talking about, have we made any impact in your lives, you know, the class? And what have you done? Have you done things that we've talked about that worked? Have you done things that we talked about that didn't work? Have you progressed in the preparedness mindset, those kinds of things? Well, I got an email that's absolutely delightful. It'll take me about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to read it, but I'd like to read it. It's from Ryan. And Ryan has really taken the bull by the horns. And I think it's quite impressive, class. So I'd like to read it. So it says, and I just received this. It came in yesterday. So yeah, yesterday. Vincent, a few examples of actions / purchases guided by previous classes below. I've taken aggressive action on food storage over the past few months. Recent acquisitions include Mylar bags, oxygen absorbers, food grade buckets with gamma seal lids, 20 pounds of salt, 50 pounds of white rice, 30 pounds of dried pasta, 100 plus cans of chicken, beef, tuna, and salmon, 200 plus cans of beans, green beans, and mixed vegetables, various bulk seasonings, 30 cans of tomato sauce, and more. If I have to go to the store, I always grab at least one can or package of cans that are on sale to build up my supply. In order to cut costs, I've been buying fresh meat in bulk from a local farm and storing it. I've purchased a chest freezer last year, and this past month acquired a used Food Saver vacuum sealer in order to keep anything I managed to get fresher longer. My garden last year was a nearly complete failure. I managed to grow a small crop of lettuce, carrots, and beets, but I'll be trying again in the spring and acting on the lessons learned. I purchased an all-American pressure canner and cases of jars, bands, and lids so that I can store next year's yield. For emergency cooking, I have my natural gas stove, propane grill, charcoal grill, wood grill, along with a spare microwave, spare crock pot, small electric oven, and electric hot plates. I've been using a Berkey filter for almost 2 years now, but I did make the switch to Pro One filters. They are compatible since they do not require a second filter for the fluoride. Between the old Berkey filters I had put back and the Pro One filters, I have enough filters for 5 years minimum. In my basement, I have 50 gallons of water stored in containers between 1 and 5 gallons so that I can more easily move them if needed. I'm planning on getting a larger 100 to 200 gallon tank as soon as I can afford / find it as well. For emergency heating, I have acquired a gas propane generator, 2 propane heaters, a large camping-style solar generator with panels, several crank solar emergency light radios, candles, dozen heavy wool blankets, plastic sheeting for sealing off rooms, and I've had my fireplace cleaned and lined so it can be safely used. Other various tools and supplies, two universal toilet repair kits, cases of various nails, screws, staples, caulking, roofing tar, a steam cleaner, two pulse oximeters, blood pressure cuff, manual and electric, cast iron and stainless steel cookware, cases of replacement outlets and switches, rolls of coax, Romex, and Cat 5, home repair books, extra hand tools, corded power tools, batteries will die eventually, and he says, spare spark plugs, oil filters, air filters, and extra truck tires. I got all five at once, etc. I take daily doses of vitamin C, B complex, D3, CoQ10, zinc, magnesium, and fish oil. Thank you and the rest of USA Preparers Instructors for all that you do and that you teach the classes to do. Stay cocked and locked. Ryan from Indiana. P.S. Always feel free to read on air, paraphrase, reply, or disregard entirely at your discretion. At the end of his email. Kyle, that is impressive. Your comments?
Hallelujah. Wow. I am so glad, Vince. At least, I mean, you know, it almost makes me think to myself, if that's the only guy that we talked to in the whole class, it was worth it.
Well, you know, they say something in radio that if you get correspondence from one person, 1,000 people are thinking the same. Some people say 10,000 people are saying the same. Some say 100 are saying the same. Well, Ryan has really done a great job. I have a couple comments, suggestions, Ryan, and they are things that we've talked about in the past. All the things that you've mentioned, Ryan, we have talked about in the last 10 years, every single one of them. And I can tell that you got some of your information elsewhere, which is wonderful, adding to what we do. So tomato sauce in cans will keep a couple of years. Tomato sauce in jars will last longer than that. And the reason is the tomato sauce is acidic. And it will start to eat the lining of the can, and it won't last as long. So always, with your cans, keep them at a constant temperature, cool and dry, of course. So if you have a dry basement with a dehumidifier, that would probably be ideal. And the changing in temperature seems to affect the length of storage shelf life of pasta, etc., in cans and jars. So constant temperature is a good idea. Basements are more constant temperature than the food pantry and near the kitchen. Jars are better than cans. Now, plastic jars, I don't think are so good. I have experimented with the shelf life of tomato sauce in plastic jars versus glass jars, and you can see that just looking through the container, that the plastic jars, the tomato sauce will turn brown pretty quickly, you know, within a year or two, for sure. And glass, and that's not the case. And of course, you want to keep all of your glass jars out of light. So you want to, you know, cool, dry, and dark. Another comment is about the you're storing water. I think it's great that you're doing that. You want to keep that out of the light, otherwise it'll start to grow algae. But you do have, if you have a hot water heater, you do have somewhere between 30, 40, 50, and 80 gallons, depending on the size of your hot water heater. So you always have water there. But you need to drain and flush that hot water heater once a month, whether it's gas or electric. Now, make sure that you shut the power off when you do it, because if you drain that hot water heater and all this goo and chunks of lime come out of the valve at the bottom of the hot water heater, if that kicks on and that element kicks on without being submerged in water, it will cause the element to overheat and fail within just a couple minutes. And you don't want to have your gas come on if you have a gas hot water heater, because you're going to be cooking an empty container, and you can damage the hot water heater tank as well. So make sure you don't have the gas come on the flame, and you don't have the electricity turn on the elements. So you can just shut the breaker off for the electric hot water heaters. Kyle, any comments?
Yes, I do. I don't remember, Vince, if in that list of stuff that he had done there, if he mentioned that he had a small, like, 1,000 to 2,000-watt generator. But you might, if he doesn't have that, you can find those fairly easy at Craigslist, garage sales, all kinds of things. People just don't use them because they don't do a lot of things. But what they will do very well is they'll run a drill motor, a corded drill motor, small, it'll even, it won't run my skill saw, but it will run my corded drill motors, belt sanders, that kind of a thing. And it will usually, if it's at least 1500 watts, it will, which is my perfect, actually my little 1,000 watts will do it. It will run one freezer. And if you've got just one freezer, they will go, those little generators will go. Of course, you're going to make sure you're running it outside. But if you can get an extension cord to it and run your one freezer, it can, one of those will run usually, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 hours on a gallon of gasoline. The other comment that I agree with you absolutely on storing tomato products, any kind of canned tomato products, it's always best to put them in jars. If you're going to store them, though, and say you can't get to the point where you can put them in jars and can them right now, the best thing to do is if you're going to store them, make sure on your in the boxes or in the shelves that you're doing that on, you put some kind of a plastic bag down underneath it so that if they do tend to eat through and you haven't used them up or had a chance yet to put them in a glass jar, make sure you put a good heavy plastic garbage bag or something like that underneath the box to contain the stuff that will eat through. The same thing is true with pineapple. If you have pineapple stored that way, pineapple is acidic and it also will eat through the can. The other thing that I was thinking about while you were talking there is Food Saver. We've had a Food Saver for years and it did quite well. And then we had one that was working quite well and failed real quickly. And so I went and bought a new Seal-A-Meal, and that thing has just been doing fantastic because we use it all the time. And then I come across one at a secondhand store and just made sure it ran for $1 is all they were asking for it, the Seal-A-Meal. And that little dollar Seal-A-Meal, I bet we have used 150 times straight through with not one single problem. It was a Seal-A-Meal vacuum packer. Yeah, it's a brand, I think. The Seal-A-Meal is a vacuum packer. So anyway, my wife just corrected me there. It's not one of those that does not suck the air out. So it has to be able to suck the air out, but Seal-A-Meal is a brand. And the little vacuum packers that we got with that, like I said, I bet I've used it in this year probably 150 times. Anyway, it works like a charm.
Yeah, we're going into break, and we're talking about Ryan in Indiana's email to me and Kyle about what he's done, and we're impressed. We're both impressed. Class, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. We'd love to hear your story.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, Kyle's with us, and we're talking about some tips. And also, have we helped you at all? Is there anything that we have done that you've decided, yeah, I consider doing that? And has it worked? Has it not worked? I'm talking about cars. We're talking about solar power. We're talking about wiring, plumbing, heating systems, outdoor wood furnaces, buying a farm, raising animals, gardening, everything you can think of. Have you used any of the tips that we talk about? 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Getting back to Ryan in Indiana's email, he says that for emergency heating, for emergency energy slash heating, I've acquired a gas slash propane generator. So he has one. He has two propane heaters and a large camping style solar generator with panels. So he has some electricity. He's got a generator that runs on gasoline and propane. And that sounds like the ideal way to go. Of course, you want to make sure you have plenty of engine oil that's the right kind for that. And if it's a four cycle, what we've been using is diesel engine oil, 15W40. Even though the generator manuals don't recommend anything other than typically SAE 30 or 5W30 or 1030, we like to use 15W40 because it has a better additive package, a better anti-wear additive package. And a lot of generators do not come with oil filters. So what they do is they just splash the oil around. There's like a little dipper in the crankcase at the end of the connecting rod. And it's like a little popsicle stick, really short. And it just splashes the oil around inside the engine. That's really all it does. It's just a little dipper that just splashes the oil with each rotation of the crankshaft. And there's no filter. And it's not a pressurized oil system as in a car or a motorcycle, for example, or even a four-wheeler. So the oil becomes contaminated with little bits of metal. And the recommendation that I remember from years ago is change the oil in a generator or a single-cylinder air-cooled engine every 25 hours. So if you ran it all day, which would be a long time to run a generator, that'd be change the oil every day. Kyle, any comments about that?
Absolutely true. Well, the other question and the other thing I have for Ryan is that, so if you have a generator that runs on propane or gasoline, they're usually pretty large generators. They're going to be in the, if I remember correctly, about the smallest one that I've seen that runs that is at least 8,000 watts. The one that we have that runs both gas and propane is 12,000 watts. So you're going to burn approximately under load, you're going to burn about a gallon per hour either way you go. Propane, you lose about 10 to 15% of your power. In other words, that 12,000-watt generator will be producing at peak 10,500 watts on propane and peak of 12,000 on gasoline. So, because there's more explosive force in gasoline than there is in propane. So, having said that, the only suggestion I've got is that figure out if you had to run that for 4 hours a day, okay, and you had to run it every day for a month, and the power was out, that means you will have heat, water, all of the things that you were talking about for 4 hours per day. So what is that going to look like in your life if that's all you had? So do you, I know that you're thinking because of all the things you've done, you're motivated, and I appreciate that dramatically because you can't believe how many people I have told this to over the years, person to person, and literally one like you has done anything, and that was only recently because he's starting to understand that this government is not out to protect you. So, having said that, I agree completely with Ben. The only drawback is that you're in Indiana, and it does get quite cold there. Is there another break coming, Ben?
Yeah, we've got a break in about 10 okay. seconds, 8 seconds. Well, we'll come back to it.
I'll pick it up on the other side.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Ryan, thank you so much. This is great what you've done. You're an inspiration to the class.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The oil spill off the coast of California over the weekend near Huntington Beach, California, may have a culprit. Authorities in California are now looking at the possibility of a cargo ship's anchor ripping away the underwater pipeline. As a massive amount of cargo ships waiting to be offloaded in the area continue to buckle the supply chain in America. President Biden said on Monday the federal government could breach its $28.4 trillion debt limit in a historic defeat unless Republicans join Democrats in voting to raise it in the next 2 weeks. Quote, just get out of the way, Biden told Republicans. If you don't want to help save the country, get out of the way so you don't destroy it. A former Facebook data scientist, Francis Haugen, has stunned lawmakers with internal memos revealing the company's awareness of hurting teens and how it handled misinformation. Ms. Haugen is appearing before Congress Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Special Counsel John Durham's latest round of subpoenas probes the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Former Department of Defense Prosecutor and Chief of Staff Kash Patel told Newsmax Monday, the best way to prove criminal corruption is to follow the money.
One thing I'd like to have people focus on is the Durham report is the secondary objective. The purpose of a special counsel is to hopefully find and issue indictments. And I remind people that John Durham has now issued 2 indictments in about 2 years. And this is the biggest political scandal in American history. So these, as a former federal prosecutor did national security cases, I worked on prosecutions that took 3, 4, 5 years in time. And so this is not a long time. I know it seems like a lot to the American public. But the moves he's taking, as you highlighted with the subpoenaing of bank records, are powerful because the records, as you, Rick, you and I know because we declassified so many records when we were doing the DNI job, they speak for themselves. They're more powerful than any testimony. And the best way to prove criminal corruption is to follow the money. And in this case, the Democratic lawyers and the Hillary Clinton campaign lawyers led the money right to John Durham.
So far, it's been established a lawyer for Hillary Clinton is how the Russia investigation of President Trump began.
And the best way to prove it is not just testimony, but it's bank records. It's following the money. Who paid who to do what? And in this case, John Durham basically says the DNC and the Hillary campaign paid Michael Sussman to start this fraudulent investigation, and then Michael Sussman lied to the FBI.
The case continues. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us in the front of the classroom, and we're talking about preparedness and we're responding to Ryan's email about what he's done to prepare. Kyle, you had some thoughts. We were talking about the generator.
Yeah. So if it gets, you know, down there to 10 degrees, 1540 oil, even with an electric start generator, makes it real tough on the little batteries to turn over. I run 1540 in spring, summer, and fall. And if we, and in the winter time when it gets down, we dump out, there usually only takes about 3/4 of a quart, for our generator or somewhere in that general vicinity. I will change it out to a 1040 synthetic. because if you do have to run it, you don't want to, and your battery is too low to be able to, and you have to pull start it. That's a chore when that oil is so cold and is kind of gummy, for lack of a better term. So that's a suggestion as far as that goes. Let's see, there was something else. Oh, the gasoline consumption. So if you're running gasoline or propane, figure on 1 gallon per hour. If your propane, if your generator is 8,000 or higher, if that's just a rule of thumb. So if you use a gallon per hour and you only use it 4 hours a day, that's 120 gallons a month that you're going to have to use. So think in terms of 90 days at least for being able to do that. And if you were to cut your consumption down to 2 hours a day and go to your solar generator for some of that, that will help. Obviously, you can stretch that out. What I have seen, and I have not investigated all of them, but a lot of these solar generators that are advertised for sale, even with the little solar panels that come with them, they're going to run, maybe run a refrigerator for a few hours. So if you can, and you have your own home and you own the land and stuff like that, so that you're not renting, and you could invest in some type of off-grid type system that had, you know, around 8 300-watt solar panels somewhere in that vicinity, a 4,000 to 5,000-watt inverter, and eight to 12 larger 400 amp batteries, so that you can get that wired into your house so that you would have more capacity, because it's all about capacity. Believe you me, by that, we lived off grid for 14 years, my wife and I. And so with three kids, and we ran laundry, and so we had all of the same things going on that everybody that lives in the suburbs does. And we lived further out, so we had a lot more gasoline traveling back and forth to town. And believe you me, when you get going with generators and living off of generators and running your own water and having to supply that generator with gas and oil and changing it and all of those things, make sure you've got air cleaners for your generators, a way to clean the air cleaners, preferably some type of a little air compressor with a blow nozzle on it, because you can get more life out of them if you blow them from the inside out. Never blow them from the outside in, but always blow them from the inside out, because you want to go opposite the direction that the air coming into the generator is going. But you can get more life out of them that way. Your comments, Vince, on anything I've said?
Hi, your numbers are right on, spot on, and same calculation I came up with, 120 gallons of gasoline over a period of 1 month, running at 4 hours per day. And here's something that the generator manufacturers and the engine manufacturers for those generators don't typically tell you. So a single-cylinder air-cooled engine of an American brand name typically would last, and these are, you know, maybe 25-year-old numbers. If you ran the generator 24 hours a day, if you were able to change the oil instantly every day, the generator would last 1 month. That's the life expectancy of one of those generators. Another way of looking at that is about 720 hours lifespan for the generator. They don't tell you that. They expect that you're going to use it very infrequently. You might use it, you know, 1 year for a few days while the grid's down, and then not use it for a couple of years, and then maybe use it again for a few days. So that's why that number doesn't seem to appear. People don't realize that they do have a finite life expectancy. So it's really about 720 hours. Now, bigger generators will last much longer. We have an old military surplus generator. It's two-cylinder diesel, air-cooled. It's built probably and maybe 20, 30 years ago, and it has a life expectancy of 8,000 hours. But it's noisy and it's heavy and it's, you know, it's not practical for everybody. It's the size of a large, large refrigerator turned on its side, and it weighs about 1,000 pounds. So it, you know, it's not too easy to move. It takes two batteries to start it, two 12-volt batteries to start this thing up. It's a 24-volt system. But the bottom line is you're going to use more gasoline than you might think. And the plan, as far as I can tell, and I'm reading between the lines with what Kyle said, you cycle it. So you run it for a few hours, get your freezer, you know, up to where it's cold. You cover the freezer so you don't lose a lot of the cooling inside the freezer to the warmth outside if it's a summer or warm period that you're using your generator. In the winter, you don't have to worry too much about losing the temperature inside the freezer. But in the summer, in the warm months, you do. And the idea is to run the generator for a while, a couple hours maybe, or an hour, and then shut it off. And then, you know, do the same thing a few hours later. You don't want to run it 24 hours a day because the gasoline consumption would be about 720 gallons a month if you ran it 24 hours a day. And most people don't have 720 gallons of gasoline. I really like the idea that you have a propane generator, and there's several reasons why. Propane stores indefinitely. If you don't have a leak, the propane doesn't leak out into the air, it will store indefinitely. No one knows how long propane will last. You know, we're talking maybe 50, 100 years easily, as long as you don't have a leak. So you may want to look at buying a propane tank. If, as Kyle said, if you have your own home, your own land, you can get a 500-gallon propane tank. You can get them, well, there's 300 gallons, 500 gallons, etc. We have 500-gallon tanks, and they're manifolded together, meaning we have shut-off valves on each one. Some people prefer a 1,000-gallon tank. I don't, because if you have a leak, now you're looking at leaking out 1,000 gallons. If we have a leak, we're going to leak out 500 gallons. And what the propane dealers and distributors would tell you is if you have, you know, two tanks, three tanks, they're all connected together, just turn all the valves on and drain from all of them at the same time. I think that's nonsense, because I'll just drain from one tank at a time. And if I have a leak, I can only lose up to, you know, the one tank. And the way you look at propane in terms of how many gallons will a 500-gallon propane tank hold? Well, it's not going to hold 500. It's going to hold 80% of 500, which is 400. So a 500-gallon tank only holds 400. A 1,000-gallon tank only holds 1,000. And the reason is propane is a liquid, and liquids don't compress all that well. As a matter of fact, they don't. And you need expansion room. So if the propane gets warm, it will expand in the tank. In those hot summer days, that's why you see most tanks painted white or silver. You don't see black tanks, because black absorbs heat, and it's likely to cause a failure of the tank, too much pressure, if it's painted, you know, some color that absorbs heat. So bottom line is a tank will hold about 80% of its actual water capacity. So if it holds 500 gallons of water, if you measured it, 500 gallons of water, you should only fill it to 80% full with propane. Kyle?
Yeah, exactly. And 1,000-gallon tanks, 800. But I agree with Vince. I have 500-gallon tanks, plural. They have the capability of being manifolded together. And I agree with Vince completely on how to use it and those kind of things. The other thing that you might want to consider is buying 100-pound tanks. They're approximately a little over 23 gallons each. They are movable and usable. And so if you get a few 100-pound propane tanks, usually one man with a cart can easily maneuver that around, as long as you have a way to, you know, strap it on there pretty good, because they're 100 pounds plus the propane, so they weigh more than that. But that also gives you, you don't have to move around the little 20 pounders or the 40 pounders, which are easier to move, but then you've got to change them out each time more often. A little plug here, Vince, I will tell you, if you're going to, again, if you're going to store gasoline, I will tell you again, I use a product called Seafoam, S-E-A Foam, F-O-A-M, and I mix that 1 ounce per gallon with my gasoline. So I will put a little plug in here for it that just kind of, it even surprised me. I was going through my shop and I'm cleaning out a bunch of things and making room and changing out. I usually, if I can pick up weed eaters for free, I usually do that because I can almost fix anything coming that is around. But so I had a bunch of them and I had like 7 or 8 of them in there that were just taking up room, and I'm trying to expand and reorganize my shop and do different things. And I have 5 or 6 steel brand, STIHL brand weed eaters as well that I picked up over the last 3 years that just run like a top. And so I've just kind of went away from using Home Light and all of the other cheaper brands, you know, Weed Eater, Echo, all of those different brands. But anyway, so I was pulling those things out and I had forgotten about, I had a little Toro straight shaft that was running, but the last time that I ran that weed eater was over 5 years ago when my wife and I were still out on the farm, and I totally had forgotten about it. And so I looked in there and I pulled it out and opened the tank up, the little gas tank, and there was still gasoline in there, and it smelled good. And I mean, I literally forgot about this thing. I didn't even remember I had it. And so I went outside, took it outside, let it sit in the sun for a while to warm up because it's kind of chilly here in the mornings, which is when I was working in the shop. And, I let it sit there for about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes in the sun, and I turned it on, and Vince, it took 5 pulls and that little thing ran like a top. That's how
impressive.
It has been stored.
That's impressive. Yeah. We come back from this break, class. I'd like to share with you some thoughts about refilling your own propane tank versus buying one of those exchange tanks where you just give them your tank and they give you one that has propane in it. Is there a difference between using your own tank and keeping it and having it refilled?
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us in the front of the classroom, and we're responding to a delightful email that we've received from Ryan in Indiana about his preparedness. And, class, if you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you as well. 866-582-9933. Have we helped you? Have we given you a bum steer? Either way, we'd love to hear. 866-582-9933. So, class, you all have seen these refill cages. You go to the big box store, and outside they've got these propane 20-pound tanks. And you can just bring your old one and leave it with them, and they'll sell you another tank that's painted up, and you just take it with you. And so is there a difference? Is there a difference in the propane? Do they have a different kind of propane than what you might get if you just bring yours and have your own tank refilled? The answer is no. The propane is exactly the same, but you'll find that if you get one of those exchange tanks, they're a lot handier to carry because they're lighter, because they have less propane in them. That's the dirty secret. The dirty secret is that you might think that just bringing your tank to have it filled is the same as having or picking up one of those pre-filled exchange tanks. The reality is there's less propane, even though the tank is the same size. If you get an exchange tank, they don't fill them all the way. Now, we said that you don't fill a propane tank more than 80%. Well, the exchange tanks aren't even filled that much. Okay, so you're paying more per gallon indirectly. You're getting less, and you're paying for that convenience. But you will have less propane to use in the tank if you get an exchange tank. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, you know, I was just, as you were doing that, Vince, I was thinking along the same lines, folks, and this is just a rule of thumb. If anything, let's put it this way, very rarely does anything that you buy for convenience ever pencil out cost-wise very well for you. it always pencils out cost-wise better for the person that is selling you something, almost always. I have seen very few times in my life where it actually worked out good for me. Anyway, that's my comment on that.
Yeah. And here's an interesting thing. My son was telling me about eBay. And he said that, hey, Dad, you know, if you go and find something on eBay, and let's say they have a bunch of them, and you know, it's not just one of a kind where, you know, an individual seller is selling their item. So let's say it's a seller that has a whole bunch of them, and you can get one or ten or, you know, however many you'd like from this particular seller on eBay. He said that if you put it in your cart, put this one item in the cart, and we'll just check out later. You know, get five items and, you know, check out all at once and pay for them all at once. He said if you leave it in your cart for a few days, typically what happens is eBay sends a message to the seller and says, yo, there's this guy, he's got one of your items in his shopping cart. Would you like to give him a discount? And then what happens is you get a message from eBay saying, or from the seller saying, the seller will take 5% off. Or sometimes even more, 7% off. And all you've done is put it in your cart and leave it there, thinking, well, should I, shouldn't I? I don't know. Maybe I'll check out later. I don't know. Maybe just to kind of remind myself that I might want to buy it. The price comes down, generally. Not all the time, but generally. And it's absolutely true. Any comments about that, Kyle?
Yeah, that has happened to me once, Vince. Anyway, I was kind of surprised about that because I'd actually decided to go and buy it somewhere else that I already had found that item that cheaper. But then I did get an email just a little while later. I've started using email, by the way, ever rarely. I don't really like it. But anyway, I've started using it, and I did get an email saying that they had dropped it 5%. It's interesting. So I think it's always good, folks, to hunt around. If you got to be a hunter, and I call it, this is my term, all right? You got to be a hunter-gatherer in this day and age, or else you're going to pay a lot more. But we're quickly coming to the place, folks, where it's going to be any port in the storm. And what I mean by that, at any price, you should be getting stocked up. If you've got more money than time, spend the money now because your money is becoming valueless constantly. I don't know if you've been watching, but the prices for natural gas in Europe has hit all-time highs for the last 2 days. So if you think that's not coming here, China, I'll pick this up on the other side. I can hear the music.
Yeah, you're right. And we've reported that natural gas is up 180%. Bacon's up 30%. Gasoline's up 50% in the United States. So, yeah, and you can look at what's happening elsewhere in the world. And is it going to come here? And the answer is it's likely to come here. And we reported that we forecasted massive inflation at the beginning of the China genocide. And here it is. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.